Hey guys, Will Durst here to answer all those politicians constantly whining about the media treating elections as horse races by actually handicapping all 17 of the contending plugs in the Republican field. Let's start, shall we? Bobby Jindal, 50-1. Tends to shy away when bright lights switch on. Needs at least 3 pileups on early turns to become a leader. Ben Carson, 4,000-1. Maiden race on any track. Not guaranteed to know which way to face coming out of the gate. Chris Christie, 40-1. He likes to run, but does it with all the grace of a tumbling dumpster. Marco Rubio, 10-1. Fresh sprinter needs to force older company to a rockin' Latin beat. Carly Fiorina, 1,000-1. Only Philly GOP is interested in is Barbara Bush. Not as a contestant, but as a broodmare. Scott Walker, 8-1. He's a strong finisher, but he may be carrying too much weight with both Koch brothers clinging to his saddle. Jeb Bush, 4-1. Deserving favorite. His best chance is to convince America he's adopted. John Kasich, 20-1. Late entrant may have timed it perfectly, or he won't make it onto the track for post time. One or the other. Lindsey Graham, 500-1. Always runs the risk of disqualification for barking at officials. Mike Huckabee, 250-1. Solid in early speed, but he tends to sag the more you see of him. Rick Perry, 80-1. He lost some zip after donning blinders, and new shoes don't seem to help either. Rick Santorum, 100-1. He's not fast, but will run all day and doesn't care if the race turns into a 3-day steeplechase. Rand Paul, 30-1. He keeps spitting out the bit in order to bite the other horses. Comes from a stable, comfortable with losing. Ted Cruz, 12-1. Likes to lead. Also likes to box other horses right into the rail. Donald Trump, 6-1. The race would be over if his feet ran half as fast as his mouth. George Pataki, 1,000-1. This grizzly war horse was put out to stud years ago. If he wins, be prepared for a steward's inquiry. And finally, Jim Gilmore, 6,000-1. Longest shot in a field of longish long shots. If he wins, be prepared for stewards to be fired. And that's the morning line on the 17 dark horses. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.